Yes, I'm on, Dr. Krueger.
All right, buddy, and we'll proceed if you call me Dave. Let me do just a brief introduction here. Aaron Walker has successfully built and sold a dozen businesses. His executive coaching business, View from the Top, includes having done a dozen mastermind groups, numerous executives, and successful individual work. He has done 600 podcast interviews himself, and facilitated 600,000 podcasts in the U.S. alone. His creation, Entrepreneurs on Fire, is in 193 countries and has 1.5 million downloads per month. Aaron has been interviewed over 260 times by hosts from around the globe. So, welcome to non-podcast, non-interview number 261. Aaron, it's a privilege to have you and to have you interact with the group. I've looked forward to it.
Hey, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, buddy. Man, listen, when you said all that, it made me tired. Like, I want to go take a nap. When you said all that, it's like, well, that's a lot of talking, a lot of interviewing. But thank you very much for allowing me to come in today and be with all of you. It's just a real delight and a real privilege. And Dr. Krueger and I talked at length about some of the marketing strategies that we're doing. I don't want to give a dissertation. I don't want to stand up here today and just give a speech. I want to have interaction. So feel free at any time to interrupt me and ask questions as we go through this process. Is that good, Dr. Krueger? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Totally.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the reason that I want to talk to you about this today. I have to go back. I have to give you a little backstory. When I started View from the Top 4.5 years ago, I had retired after owning a dozen businesses when I was 50 years old. I'm 57 now, and I retired. I took a couple of years off. I didn't do anything. And then a mastermind group that I'm in with Dave Ramsey and Dan Miller and Ken Abraham and Jeff Mosley, some of those names may mean something to you. Some of them may not mean anything to you, but for 2 decades, we've been in mastermind together weekly. For over 2 decades, and masterminds have radically changed my life, needless to say. But when I sold this last business, Dave Ramsey and Dan Miller said, what are you going to do now? And I said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to go down to the Caribbean. I'm going to sit on the front porch of a tiki hut, and I'm going to drink iced tea, and I'm not going to do anything. They started laughing, and they said, you've tried that twice before, and you've been very unsuccessful at it, and I want to encourage you to consider coaching. And I said, I'm not coaching anybody. I'm like, done. I'm tired. I've been working since I was 13. I'm exhausted. And they said, no, man, you're too young. You're 50 years old. I mean, you've got to do something.
I bet they believed everything except the iced tea part.
They water. I said, I don't drink iced tea. But anyway, it sounded good. It sounded refreshing. So I told them, I said, listen, I'll think about this. So I did, and I'm a Christ follower, and so I had to pray about it. So I prayed about it, and I went and talked to some people that are trusted advisors, and they said, Aaron, you've been married over 3 decades, coming up on 38 years now, next month. And they said, you've owned a dozen businesses. You've got a lot to add to people. You need a coach. So I thought, man, maybe there's something to this. So I started thinking about it, and Dave Ramsey said, come and do Entree Leadership Mastery. I'll gift it to you. And I thought, well, that's a $10,000 gift. Why don't I do that? So I went and did that, and I loved it. It was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. Well, Dan Miller invited me to do Innovate out at the Sanctuary in Franklin, which I live here in Nashville, not far from those guys. So I went to the Sanctuary, and I did Innovate. And that night, I was on my way home, and Dan Miller texted me, and he said, Aaron, he said, did you notice the people at your table? And then I said, well, what do you mean? Did I notice them? Sure, I noticed them. He said, no. He said, they were leaning in. They were like leaning forward. They were listening to what you had to say. And I said, well, maybe I'm a good storyteller. And they said, no, it's because you've got so much experience and they want to know what you've got to say. He said, you have got to coach. So anyway, I signed up for coaching and I said, all right. And then I said, I've been in bricks and mortar my entire life. I don't know anything about the coaching space. How do I market this? And they said, you need to do podcast interviews. And I said, all right, good. What is a podcast interview? And then people started laughing. They said, what do you mean? You don't know what a podcast is? I said, I have no clue what you're talking about. This is 4.5 years ago. They told me what podcast interviews were. And I said, well, that sounds good. Who do I need to get on? And they said, well, there's this new guy started recently. He's got a lot of traction called John Lee Dumas, Entrepreneur on Fire. And I said, well, that's the one I'm going to get on. And they said, good luck. They said, everybody wants to get on that show. So I sat down at my desk and I wrote my story. And I ain't got time today to share my story with you. But our story's gone something like poor kid from Nashville, Tennessee, makes enough money to retire by the time he's 27, selling out to a Fortune 500 company. I ran over and killed a pedestrian August 1st, 2001. And it really put me on my knees for about 5 years. I didn't want to do anything. And I overcame that through grit and determination and perseverance. And then we started other successful companies because I decided to get outside of that element and push through that. And I wrote this story out. And John Lee Dumas sent me an email. He goes, oh, my gosh, I want to have you on the show. So make a long story short, I did the interview, and he just said, Abram, this was amazing. This interview was amazing. My coaching schedule filled up overnight, literally overnight. And I couldn't do any more coaching one-on-one because the show had made such traction. My story resonated with people. And I said, well, I'm going to keep doing these interviews. So I kept reaching out to people doing the interviews, and I kept getting requests. I want you to coach me. And I said, I don't have the bandwidth. So I started mastermind groups, and we filled up the first group. I kept doing interviews, kept getting on other shows. So anyway, to make a long story short, we are just about to launch our 12th mastermind group. We have 110 men now from 8 different countries. I did 187 podcast interviews last year. This year I'll do over 200 podcast interviews, and we are literally building our business on the back of doing interviews. And so Tom Schwab owns a company called Interview Valet. He books my podcast for me. There's so many things that add value that we weren't even aware of. One is that we totally missed. When I started doing the interviews, you could Google my name. You could Google Aaron Walker, Hendersonville, Tennessee. And you couldn't find me with a search warrant. I didn't show up anywhere. I wasn't on anything, period. But because of the show notes, you Google Aaron Walker on Google now, and I'm on the first 10 pages of Google because of the podcast interviews. I need to update that bio. I've done close to 800 interviews now in 4.5 years, and I'm going to continue to do more and more because they are such a great tool to fill up my mastermind groups, to fill up my one-on-one coaching. I'm scaling back my one-on-one coaching, and we're adding more mastermind groups. Our goal is to have 200 people by the end of December, and I feel relatively confident that we're going to do that. And it's all been on the backs of these interviews. And because, like I just did Jordan Harbinger's show, The Art of Charm. Now it's the Jordan Harbinger show. But Jordan gets 4 million downloads a month. Well, every show doesn't get that many downloads, but my point is you think about standing before an audience where you get 500 persons. You would fly across the country to speak to an audience of 500. But this is thousands and tens of thousands and literally millions of people listening to your interview, and it's evergreen. I still get people that are one-on-one coaching clients off of interviews I did 2 or 3 years ago. And so, quite honestly, I don't have a lot to gain personally to tell you this strategy other than the fact that I wanted to share. And our objective is to share with you some of the benefits of why we do it. People say, man, don't you get tired? Yes, I get tired. Dr. Kruger, I lay down at night sometimes and I'm like, oh my gosh, my throat is give out. I'm exhausted, but I get to get up tomorrow and do it again. It is just absolutely mind-boggling at the conversions that we get as a result. But you've got to do it ongoing. It's not something that you can just do and be done. This is ongoing work daily. We do landing pages, and I can walk you through ever how much detail y'all want to know. We do a landing page for every single interview. For example, there's a landing page you guys need to write down. It's called interviewvalet.com/mentorpath. And there's some special things there just for you coaches. If you'll go there, there's some things that Tom is putting up on that landing page for you. But when I do the interview, I give away 3 documents. I'll give away personal assessment, which I wrote, that really talks about you as an individual. I give away What Do I Want? It's 25 questions to how you can live your life that you specifically want to live. And then I give away either a spouse survey, what you want your wife to know about you or what you need to know about your wife, or I give away What Do I Want? And along with Steps to a Productive Day. So we have four or five lead magnets that we use. When they download that lead magnet, I exchange it for your name and your email address, and then I've got a way to follow up with you later to nurture you along to be my one-on-one client or in my mastermind group. And there's no one listening to my voice right now that can't do the exact same thing for your business, whatever it is. So, Dr. Kruger, I'm going to take a break for a second. I'm going to open it just for questions. I've got some other things I want to tell you, but I know we're real limited on time, so I want to be sure I get questions answered as we go.
Super. Thanks very much, and go for it. Any questions of Aaron?
Aaron, can you repeat the is interviewvalet.com, or was there more to it than that?
Yep, interviewvalet.com/mentorpath. MENTORPATH.
Beautiful.
Thank you. And it shares ways that I'm just curious to who's doing podcast interviews now to grow your coaching business. Nobody?
That pretty
no.
well covers it.
Not yet.
No.
That's why you're here, my man.
This
is Kip.
Hey, Kip.
This is like you, don't know nothing about podcasts. I've never seen one. So when you say you're doing these interviews, is it all with somebody else being the facilitator, or are you creating these where you're a facilitator, inviting guests to come in? Help me understand what
sure.
that means when you're doing it.
Sure, sure. Okay, I do it both ways. First of all, I have a podcast, and it's called View from the Top. That's the name of our company, View from the Top. And I am the host, and I interview guests on a regular basis. That is for my podcast. I built my business on the backs of other people's audiences. I leverage their audience. I get my message in front of them. They've already built the audience. And I kind of did it backwards. A lot of the people will go the other route. They'll start their own podcast, build an audience, and then they're a guest. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to leverage other people's audience to my benefit. And so what I've started doing was being a guest to offer value to a captive audience. It's in your vertical. It's already where you want to get on the podcast where your audience is already at. So it's like fishing out of a barrel. It's like your audience is already there. They wouldn't be there listening to that podcast specifically about that if they weren't interested in that topic. So it's like literally fishing at the trout farm, right? Because your people are there, and that's who you're talking to. That's why it's been so successful.
Thank you.
Any other questions? See, what happens is you become the established authority in your space. And the other thing is I wrote a book 2 years ago called View from the Top, and I wrote another one called The Mastermind Blueprint. And a lot of times we'll give those away as gifts on the podcast interview, and we'll autograph it and send it to people. And this is just one more way to establish that you are the authority in that vertical or whatever space that it is. The search engines, as I've already talked about a little bit, they love these show notes because you're using your keywords. I don't know if any of you are doing videos. I do 3 to 5 Facebook Live videos a week. Be sure to use your keywords in that video because YouTube transcribes those automatically, and Google automatically gets the ability to the search engine optimize words as it relates to your video. So that's just a little tip that some people don't know. So whenever you're on video, be sure and use your keywords. Well, in these show notes, they're using your keywords, what it is that you're coaching about. Mine is success and significance. I teach people to live a very successful life financially, yet a very significant life. And the reason I talk about that is because in 2001, when I ran over and killed that pedestrian, I had no significance in my life. I had a lot of success financially, but no significance. Well, now when people are Googling words like success and significance, how can I be more significant in my life? It takes you to my blogs. It takes you to my podcast interviews. It takes you to my Facebook Lives. It takes you to my YouTube channel. So be very strategic in your marketing efforts when you're doing these interviews and use the right words. The other thing that I think podcast does is it gives you the ability for people to know, like, and trust you. And if they don't know you, like you, and trust you, they're not going to do business with you. So when you're talking on a podcast interview and it's evergreen and you're talking, maybe they've got 1,000 downloads. Well, that's a lot of people. I mean, you think, only 1,000. You think about 1,000 people in the room and your opportunity to resonate with one or two of those for them to be your coaching client or to be in your mastermind or to sell your course to. But then that is evergreen. So a person goes and they listen to that podcast host. They'll go back to the beginning and listen to all the interviews. So you see the benefit long term. It's not like buying a magazine ad to where you do one time and the magazine gets discarded and your $5,000 advertisement goes away. These are evergreen. They're there forever. And so people repeatedly listen to them over and over and over. So it's just a great component to have these podcast interviews as a piece of your arsenal in your marketing efforts. So those are just some of the reasons that you're speaking to huge established audiences already in your vertical. What are some of the verticals with some of the coaches? Like, who is it you're trying to talk to? Anybody?
This is Kip again. Curious about how I would reach people who are in the medical field who may be struggling with burnout, especially physician managers, and how would I get that to, you know, who would I contact to tell them I'm interested in reaching that?
Yeah. Well, Dr. Clark Gaither is a friend of mine, and he's Dr. Burnout. That's the name of his practice, and he's got a podcast, and I've been his guest. I've been in mastermind group with him, and that's the vertical that he's looking for. There's thousands of podcasts. There's 389,000 podcast hosts in the U.S. alone, not counting the podcasts that are international. And so I will never live long enough to be on all those shows, ever. But there's certain verticals that I want to be in. And so I literally spend 25 or 30% of my time now doing interviews because I'm reaching so many people from the comfort of my office. I've got a Heil PR41 microphone, and I've got a little mixing board that I can make my sound sound good. It doesn't sound good now because we're on the phone, but when I'm doing podcast interviews, they're done on Skype or they're done on Zoom. They're done on different platforms, and so the quality of the sound is really good. So you want to spend a few $100 to kind of get your sound set up, but you just go after those verticals. What I would do is get on Twitter, and I would follow people in that industry, and I would tweet a message out and say, hey, I'm interested in being your guest on your podcast, and these are the things that I can offer. Like for me, I would say, I can tell your audience how to live a very successful and significant life, and here's how I can do that. Would you consider me being your guest? Or you can use Interview Valet. They book interviews for you. They do a pitch sheet. They give your bio. They give all your talking points. They have a calendar that schedules it for you. They do everything but the interview. All you've got to do is show up, do the interview, and Interview Valet can book it because they have the relationships with tens of thousands of podcast hosts. They can fill your wagon up. As long as you want to do interviews, they can fill it up. They book all of my interviews. I used to do it initially myself, but now as my audience has grown, as our platform is growing, my time is better spent doing the interviews rather than booking the interviews. And so I spend money doing that, but it's worth it to me because my platform is much larger and my time is more important. But initially, I started doing it myself. And you can do it yourself too. Just reach out and say, this is what I want to talk about. You can do Google searches and find out who's got podcast as a podcast host in your vertical. And so just start reaching out to them. Build yourself a pitch sheet and say, this is who I am. Here's my picture. The easier you can make it for the podcast host, the easier it's going to be for you to get on their show. You don't want them to do all the work. You want to do the work. Make it easy to get on their show. Other questions?
Aaron, starting out from scratch, would you suggest being a guest on other podcasts rather than starting a podcast ourselves?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. No question about it, because I ramped it up a lot quicker, leveraging other people's audience.
Okay.
See, when you're first starting out, you know, you don't have much of an audience. But when you're a guest and you're an authority on a different show, you're leveraging their audience. And then they download these lead magnets, and now you've got access to Billy and Susan and whoever, and you reach out to them and say, hey, I'm glad you resonated with my message. Could we set up a 15-minute one-on-one call? I'd love to talk to you about maybe coaching you to help you overcome or help you accomplish your goals or your dreams. And I have the authority in that space. I can do that. See, it gives you a lead that you can reach out. Whereas if you build your own, it takes so much time, and it takes greater amounts of effort to build your audience. And so I just feel like there's great value in leveraging the other audience.
Hi, this is Naomi. Just can you clarify a little bit how you get the leads from the podcast?
Well, okay, so you build
a
landing page on your, sure. So you go to your website. I don't know what kind of site you have, but listen, if y'all don't have a website, huge mistake. Huge mistake. You've got to have, listen, in today's time, if you don't have a good looking website, it's a mistake. I'm just telling you. So you can build a landing page on your WordPress site, if that's what you've got. And you can, every show, every interview I do, I build a landing page for that show particularly. And I give away these three lead magnets. And so I go, you know, viewfromthetop.com/entrepreneur on fire. Or viewfromthetop.com/the art of charm. Whatever show I'm on. And they go to that show. I'm about to start doing videos. So when they come, they see me doing a video. And they, I go, hey, thanks for listening to me on The Art of Charm today. Below, there's three documents. I hope it helps you. There's a personal assessment. What do I want? Steps to a productive day. And you let me know if there's anything that I can do. In order for them to download those, they've got to give me their name and their email address. And so I'm building my list simultaneously.
Okay.
Now, on Sundays, we have thousands of people that we're sending a newsletter out to promoting other things, like the mastermind group or one-on-one coaching or group coaching or whatever it is that we're doing. And so you're, it's a way to build your list and a way for you to get in front of persons that are hearing you on that interview. Make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just build the landing page.
Okay.
Other questions? Great questions. Don't be bashful or timid. I mean, no question is a silly question. You know, it's anything we can help you with.
This is Gary. I have one question.
Yeah.
Outside of all
sure.
the podcast, what about face-to-face interviews?
Say it again. You broke up on me just a little bit.
I'm sorry. Speaker. Just curious, how many live interviews do you do? A year.
Well, live speeches do I do?
Mm-hmm.
So I speak at Social Media Marketing World out in San Diego. I speak at PodFest. I'm applying to speak at Podcast Movement. I fly to St. Louis tomorrow, and I'll speak Wednesday morning to an organization. 100-150 people will be there. So to answer your question, I'm probably going to speak a dozen times. In person. There's really not a need to do that a lot unless you just want to do it. If it's a passion project like the one I'm doing tomorrow night, I fly out tomorrow night and I'll be back at lunch on Wednesday. It's a passion project. I'm not even getting paid for it. I believe in the company and I believe in what they're doing. And so I'll fly out and do that. Social Media Marketing World, there's 4,000 or 5,000 people that attend that, and it just gets your name in front of a lot of people in our space, podcast movement, PodFest down in Orlando. It gets you right in front of the podcast host. There's 1,000, 1,500 podcast hosts. And also, if y'all are not going to these conferences, you're missing out, because you've got to build that relationship. The relationship happens out in the hall, and it's with the people you're drinking coffee with. You're building that rapport. You're building relationships with those podcast hosts, and they're like, yeah, man, I'd love to have you on my show. Well, if you get one or two podcast hosts to agree, because when I go to those shows, man, I'm like, hey, I want to be your guest. Here's my pitch sheet. Here's our press release kit. Here's everything that we are. I want to be your guest. And the more you're on these shows, the more people hear it, and the podcast hosts are listening to those shows, then they invite you to be on their show. So it's a snowball effect. When I first started, you know, I had great traction initially because I was fortunate enough to get on a big show. But if you're not fortunate enough to get on a big show, build momentum, build, you know, time, let it build over time. Just be willing to do multiple interviews until you get that traction.
What are the essentials of a pitch?
Can you give us any tips on what conferences are worthwhile for a first go?
Yeah, I would have to be dead or out of business to miss Podcast Movement, PodFest, and Social Media Marketing World. Those three things are a must if you're a coach. A must. Podcast Movement, PodFest, and Social Media Marketing World in San Diego. Dr. Kruger, to answer your question, you need a great picture, high resolution, and you need to make it digital and in print so you can send it to people if they don't want it digital. You need to have a brief bio, 200 words or less. You need to have the topics that you're most competent in on there, and you need to have all your contact information, how they can easily get a hold of you. Interview Valet also builds your pitch sheet for you. Matter of fact, you don't have to, if you go with Interview Valet, you don't have to do anything. They do everything for you. They schedule the appointment. They remind you. They give you the equipment if you don't have the equipment. They build your pitch sheet. They make the introduction. They schedule and book the appointment. You do nothing if you go with him. Some people can afford it. Some people can't. You can contact Tom Schwab at interviewvalet.com, and he can go over all that with you. Or go to that landing page I told you, interviewvalet.com/mentorpath, and there's some special things that he's going to do just for Dr. Kruger's coaches as kind of a thank you to Dr. Kruger for allowing us just to mention this. But, yeah, go there, and he's happy to do that. Dr. Kruger, we got 1 minute left. I know y'all are on a strict time frame, so any final comments or questions that I can help anybody with?
Got a chance to squeeze one more in. Anyone?
This is Kip. Just the three things, the podcast movement, the second one I couldn't get.
PodFest. PodFest. PodFest.
Fest. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Social Media Marketing World. Michael Stelzner owns Social Media Marketing World in San Diego, and Chris Kamitskos owns PodFest in Orlando. Great guys. Great guys.
So, Aaron, any other follow-up than the Interview Valet link, which I will send around to everyone who is here and those who will be listening to the recording of this, any other follow-up that you recommend?
Well, I would say get started sooner than later. You'll be amazed at the traction over a period of time that you will get. You'll become kind of authority in your space, and you can even tout the fact that you're a podcast guest. That even gives credibility to what you're trying to teach, because if someone will have you on as their guest, obviously you have something important to say. And I would start sooner than later. And you're going to mess up. You're going to do terrible. If I could redo some of the interviews that I did originally, I'm like, I laid on the floor and listened to my first interview, and I went, Robin, please tell me that's not me. I mean, that was so bad. And she's like, you'll get better. You'll get better. And just continue to do the interviews. Teach about the value that you can add and help the world understand why they need to hire you as a coach, because you can help with this thing. And the other thing that I would do sooner than later is I would narrow my focus. If you say I'm a coach and I can help you with anything, you are really not going to do a good job. You need to be an inch wide and a mile deep. You need to really narrow your focus and say, these are my avatars. These are the people I can help, and here's what I can give you. And the more narrow you can develop your focus, the more successful you're going to be.
Aaron, thank you so much for everything you did, taking the time and sharing your tremendous expertise. It's a real privilege to have you. I know you probably had nothing else to do this morning than this.
I had nothing more important than this, I can tell you that. So.
Thank you so much. It's a real treat to hear you again.
Thank you, Dr. Hoover. And I enjoyed being with y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. And thanks to all of you. And if there's anything else in follow-up, just fire me an email. I'll send the link as soon as I get the note that it's posted. Thanks so very much for all of you and for your energy and energy.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cruz.
Okay. Bye. Bye.